This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. Inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyanandaji Maharaj in New Delhi, he said, with this resolve at the core, the government is also developing the country's cultural sites and pilgrimage places. He said, the centre has granted classical language status to Prakrit and is also running a campaign to digitise India's ancient manuscripts. Mr. Modi stressed on freeing the nation from the colonial mindset.
हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं। इसमें बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में जैन धर्म ग्रंथों और आचार्यों से जुड़ी पांडुलिपियां शामिल है। अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं और इसलिए मैंने लाल किले से कहा है हमें देश को गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति दिलानी है हमें विकास और विरासत को एक साथ लेकर आगे बढ़ना है।
The program marked the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyanandaji Maharaj. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various projects at the Sri Govind Guru Vishwavidyalaya located at Godhra in Panchmahal district of Gujarat. He also inaugurated the newly constructed Centre of Excellence building, the Miyawaki method of planting, the reservoir and the sports complex. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it's not changeable. He said, except India, no other constitution's preamble has undergone change. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said, the preamble is the basis on which the constitution has grown, but devastatingly, a change was effected at a time when people were virtually enslaved during emergency. Mr. Dhankar said, addition of the words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signaled betrayal of the mindset of the framers of the constitution. Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today joined a program on Laghu Udyog Bharati Entrepreneur Summit at the Bhasha Bhavan of the National Library in Kolkata. Earlier in the day, Mr. Vaishnav inaugurated a passenger MEMU train service from Purulia, Bankura, Howrah virtually. He also inspected the progress under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme. The Election Commission of India has successfully started special intensive revision in Bihar for verifying the eligibility of each elector with full participation of all political parties. It has appointed nearly 20,603 additional booth-level officers for new polling stations, along with the existing over 77,800 BLOs. Over 1 lakh volunteers will also be assisting genuine electors, particularly the old, the sick, persons with disabilities, the poor and other vulnerable groups during the revision. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached assets worth over 557 crore rupees in connection with a case against the Mahira Infratech Private Limited under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The attached assets include 7 immovable properties and fixed deposit receipts belonging to various companies. India has achieved a 78% decline in the under-5 mortality rate, surpassing the global reduction of 61%. As per the United Nations Interagency Group for Child Mortality Estimation 2024 report, the neonatal mortality rate has also declined by 70% as compared to 54% globally. The Union Health Ministry said with continued focus on improving vaccine coverage, India has taken a proactive and inclusive approach to reach underserved populations. In the FIH Pro League, Indian women's team will take on their Asian rivals China in a do-or-die doubleheader starting today in Berlin. The match will begin at 5:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.